Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that always champions the local comic book shop, broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU, McMaster Radio, and podcasting at GetToPointRadio.com and ComicBookDaily.com. I am Walter DeRaglia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I'm Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College on reading week right now, so no classes for me, but you've often told me that I have no class. Yeah. So you know what? There's really nothing new there.
Really nothing new there.
And to my left, we have young Shecky Feldstein acting as producer extraordinaire.
Here I am.
Come
all right,
take
me. All right, well, that's
okay. We're off to a really
good start.
Really awkward.
What
start.
A riot!
Start.
Yeah.
All right.
We're off to
listen,
an awkward start.
We are here to champion the local comic book radio store.
That's what we do.
Champion local comic book store.
Radio
store.
Show Star Store.
Comics
Show Star Store.
The radio star.
We need to dive into industry news. For those of you who, you know what, I want to.
No, we don't.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. You're right. You're right. You're right, and you're wrong.
Oh.
We will eventually dive into industry news after we do New This Week.
Yes, we
but
will.
You know what? Before we even do that, I want to say a little something that, you know, sometimes we, the odd time we do have new listeners, we should tell them what we're going to be doing. So,
oh, right.
We are here to champion the local comic book store.
And I think I've told them.
Once
that.
A week, we like to talk about new comics that are appearing on the stands every week. And
so basically the comics that you're going to talk about right now, if somebody that's never been into a comic book shop goes in today, Wednesday.
That's right.
And checks out the new This Week section.
Yes.
They'll find those there.
That, correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So in order to get things going, we're going to have a quick, what do you call it? Sponsor by.
Musical interlude?
No. We'll wait for that.
Sponsor.
Let's have a sponsor.
Yeah. Okay.
We can't blow our wad on music the whole time.
Not right away.
What do you think this is, radio? Yeah. Anyway, New This Week brought to you by the Comic Culture Live Studio audience. You can't hear them, but rest assured, they are as dissatisfied as our radio listeners.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
Well, it happens.
It's because we got that soundproof glass. You know?
Yeah,
I know
that's
we
true.
Do.
Yeah.
We got to get one of those laugh track things.
Like, if you watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
Right? Not you, Walt. Obviously, you don't.
No.
You don't know what modern pop culture is these days.
That's why, you know.
What do you know
I'm
about
cold.
Modern agriculture anyways?
Nothing.
Yeah. But you know how they have the one show, I guess Brian is part of it. You know, it's like the whatever home show. It's pretty much the same Peter Griffin spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's got like the laugh track studio and it's just Stewie.
Yeah.
And it's just ah! That's what we need. We need that one guy who just pre-records
so
our
so
laughs.
True. Yeah. Oh, dear. All
we're
right.
working on it. We're working on it.
Okay, listen. You know what?
All right, Chris, help us out here.
I want
to
talk
to
about
comics.
New This Week. First up, so I randomly chose a whole bunch of comics.
Randomly.
Well, kind of randomly. Mm-hmm. First one is Aquaman number 39. And this one is by Jeff Parker and Paul Pelletier, Sandra Hope and Wayne Fowker. You know what? This is all. They're still doing the whole Harley Quinn month cover thing.
So I
really like this cover. It's got Aquaman in the background, and Harley Quinn is strapping on lasers to dolphins.
Oh. You had me at strapping on. You lost me at lasers.
Yeah. I know how much you like the strap-on type thing.
Whoa, that's cool. That's number 39, Aquaman, and that's at your local comic book shop right now.
Right. Then we've got Batman number 39. Now, this is an interesting take. It's still part of the Harley Quinn cover month.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Harley Quinn on a bed, and but she's actually kissing the pillows. She has pillows of Batman made up.
Oh,
so as opposed to the Joker. Right. So, you know, it's a bit of a fun little play on the on the words here. But
and the Joker just busts through the
door. There's
a
shadow.
What
yeah,
are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
That is cute. Now, that is Harley Quinn. No, that's not Harley Quinn. Chris?
That's Batman.
No.
That's Batman.
That's Batman number 39, and that's available at your local comic book shop today. Now, did you notice? Hold on here.
Okay,
hold
what?
On.
What?
Back everything up.
Beep, 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 beep.
Did you notice that the The Batman comic is a deluxe comic.
I noticed
and
that.
And the Aquaman comic
is not
a deluxe
yeah,
comic.
Yeah, what's up with that?
The Batman comic is a $3.99 comic.
Okay.
And the Aquaman comic is a $2.99 comic.
And now the Batman comic has a shiny cover.
And it's shiny and it's a heavier
stock. It's a much stiffer cover.
Yeah, it's stiffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And, which is funny because the Aquaman is the lower selling one, and the Batman is the best selling one. So DC being very smart, saying, "Hey, let's up the production value a little bit and charge more for Batman because people have to and want to buy it." This is totally a good marketing move. On
that's
DC's
your call.
Part.
That's your call.
Yeah.
On that,
so are
yeah.
they just are they just basically trying to bilk the
Don't say that,
customers?
No, they
well,
are
I'm just asking.
To.
You know,
they're trying to give the customer more value.
More value.
That's what
All
they're
right.
trying.
I think. All right. No, Chris, you were onto it. Subliminal. You know.
No.
Batman is a little bit more stiff, so therefore he's more worthy.
Right, yeah. right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's always good to be a little bit more stiff.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Catwoman, number 39.
Okay.
Also has a...
Stiffy?
Well, you know what? It has...
is she stiff?
Yeah.
It has a very pert Harley
pert.
Quinn
right.
on the cover. And Catwoman is kicking Harley Quinn's, what do you call it, a giant
ass?
Mallet?
Oh,
mallet,
mallet.
You know.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, though, one of the things I actually really liked about this cover is that it was actually the variant Harley Quinn cover was done by Jim Ballant. I'm not entirely too sure exactly how to say it, but he was the one that started the Catwoman comic back in the 90s. So I like the fact that they brought him back.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's his art. I get
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Catwoman number 39. Available at your local comic book shop today. All right, kids.
All right, kids.
Okay. Creep 'em coming.
Okay. Well, next up we got the all new Captain America number 4, and that's Captain America Fear Him number
Fear him.
4. And so this is, of course, by Dennis Hopeless and Rick Remender are the writers, and Mast and Gioffo, the storyboard artist, and Kudransky is the penciler ink.
You know,
anchor.
I'm so glad you told me who the storyboard
I know. Well, I try.
Yeah.
That's what it says
no,
there.
I wouldn't have bought it had it not been.
Is the one guy's name actually Hopeless?
That's his last name, Hopeless.
Really?
Son, yeah. You're hopeless.
Yeah. This is done by Hopeless. Yeah,
it is.
Sure
Hold
is.
On.
Hopeless.
No. I have to inform the listeners that the all-new Captain America number 4, Fear Him. I don't know if I said that in the right order.
Fear Him.
So do I do Fear Him number 4? Or do I do Captain America number 4, Fear Him?
And you know what? I think either way, the audience will get the fact that it's Fear Him.
It's available
They'll certainly get the point that Walt doesn't know how to say it. That's what they'll for sure get.
All right. You know what? Next up, we've got Deadpool number 42. And it appears to have the return of a longtime character that often fought Wolverine, Omega Red.
Omega Red.
Yeah, so Omega Red, and that's another one of those early 90s, extreme type characters when Deadpool was created. Omega Red was created around that same sort of era.
Uh-huh.
So it's nice to see that they're bringing back that character for this comic.
Is he Russian?
He is.
Everyone with red, this was a guess, it's a pure guess, because you know I don't know.
It's true.
But everyone with red in it seems to be Russian. You know,
they just add
the color red and all of a sudden they're Russian.
That's the old red was symbolism of
I know, I'm just saying though.
Hey, so hold on, Deadpool number 42, available at your local comic book shop today, and a spoiler alert on the cover in a little bubble it says, only 3 issues till Deadpool dies.
Oh, well, that's because everybody's going to be dying, right?
Oh, right.
Because of Secret Wars. Speaking of things secret, Secret Origins number 10 has come out, and this one's featuring Batgirl. All right, so this is the whole secret origin of Batgirl and where she came from and all different types of things going on with her. I really like this book a lot. I like the art. It actually has Firestorm in it. It's got all kinds of crazy characters. And that is $4.99 cover price, though.
You know, but it's full of crazy characters.
It is.
So
crazy
it's worth
characters.
Every penny of $4.99.
Absolutely. And there might be some 3D glasses to really get the full spectrum on your favorite. Favorite heroine.
There might
favorite
be.
Favorite heroine. Hey, yeah. Secret Origins number 10 features Batgirl. Check that out at your local comic book shop.
All right. Then we got Thor Annual number 1. And this has King Thor, regular Thor, who is like the goddess Thor, goddess
queen
of thunder.
Thor.
Well, it's not the queen. It's just like, you know, because Thor is a female now, right?
So
it's got the goddess of thunder, not the god of thunder. And then they've got young Thor. Because a lot of the books in the Thors, what they've been doing were they're sort of going traveling back in time. So they have old Thor, young Thor, King Thor. So there's all different Thors going on. And I think that's going to translate. We have a story about the Thors later upcoming up in industry news.
So, okay, Chris. I'm a new reader.
Yeah.
Pretend for a moment I've never read a comic book.
Okay, easy.
You got to pretend.
No problem.
You got to pretend now.
No,
use your
imagination. I can do that.
And I say, hey, you know what? I really like Thor. I like watching the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Explain to me how to catch on and what's going on.
You would almost have to go back to the beginning of where Thor started of this new Marvel relaunch.
Yeah.
However, I could also suggest to you to wait for a couple months until after Secret Wars when that starts, and then you'll be
and
caught
just
up.
It restarts and you just it refreshes. Yeah. So
because the current writing of Thor started with, you know, it was kind of like a time. I don't want to say time travel, but there was a villain that was so huge that it engulfed both young Thor, regular Thor, and King Thor. So after Odin has long died, and Thor took his place, and he's still struggling with all the demons that he was fighting of the past and that kind of thing. So there, and that was in one of the storylines called the God Bomb, and that's basically there's a character that was going around killing all the different gods.
Nice.
So it encompassed. It's a kind of a large time traveling type issue. Or a series, but really, if you want to jump on Thor now, you have to kind of
on Thor now.
Either go back and reread stuff, or wait until Secret Wars, and then that may be a little bit
jump on a little bit of a younger Thor.
Yeah, jump on the young Thor
to propel into modern day Thor.
All right,
All right.
Next up, we got we've got so. Here's
did I tell the people where to get Thor Annual?
You probably did.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Haunted Horror number 15. Now, Walt.
Haunted what? Who?
Haunted Horror.
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 Number 15.
I met her once.
And now this is it's a reprint, obviously. And it initially appeared in Journey into Fear number 9 in 1952. And I bring this up because there are still a lot of old-time collectors out there who still want to look at old-time books. And this is a great book to go back. And if you want to read something from the horror era of the 1950s, it's a good book to look at.
Because some of those stories were just fun, right?
So, I mean, those stories are still great.
Between the two of you and everyone, you know, that have come to meet over the years.
Over
the years. At cons and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, these actually have some sort of sentimental but also just intrinsic value where the stories are a little bit more than just superheroes and fluff and blockbuster and popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Where they're kind of neat.
And blockbuster fluff. And popcorn.
You know, you know how they reprint these? You think they'll ever reprint, like, old Playboy and Penthouse?
I would doubt it.
You know, like 1971 Penthouse.
Yeah.
What was the big one? The Farrah Fawcett issue or whatever in the 70s, right?
Was she in Playboy?
I don't think
so. Yeah, she was like the cover. That was like the big 70s issue.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Really?
I know I'm right.
No,
thank
Bo
you.
Derek, I think.
No,
well,
it's Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett?
I'm telling you right now.
Well, we'll have to Google
it. That one down.
Yeah. Google it.
Was Lee Majors ever on Playgirl?
Like as the Bionic Man? Do you want to see my $6 million bit?
Just ask it. Hey, listen, hold on. Haunted Horror number 15, available at your local comic book shop.
All right, and lastly, I had to pick this book up because the cover it was a little bit kind of even shocking for me for
shocking.
A comic book.
Uh-huh.
this is Thief of Thieves number 26, and it has a naked girl on the cover. And a guy hugging her from behind, and he's
groping
her. The breastages.
Oh, so he's covering her up.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, then so why do I want that book,
we
Chris?
Can't actually see anything on the cover, yeah. But it's pretty sexual cover.
I think that probably the part that gets you is that she doesn't look too pleased.
No, no.
Right?
She's,
and that's the part that probably gets you on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Thief of Thieves, number 26, available at your local comic book shop, along with hundreds of others. Now, we're going to continue on with my pick of the week. And, of course, I Chris highlights the ones that you should go in and check out and read.
Read because they seem overhyped and awful.
That is true.
Right. Let's be honest.
Okay, so. Or not read.
Yeah.
Whereas I highlight the ones that you should go in and
invest.
Pimp slap like $50 on and buy 40 copies.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can't really do that anymore, can you?
50 copies for 40.
No.
40, you might get 15
bucks. $40 get 4 copies.
15
yeah,
book,
that's about
yeah.
right. Yeah.
I'm going to do Spider-Gwen number 1.
Okay.
From Marvel Comics. Now, there are a lot of Spider-Gwen number 1s. So this is going to come with the caveat, this investment pick of the week. This is an investment pick. This is my 9 to 10 week window investment pick.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. There's nuances in investing.
Okay,
new
so what
comics.
Does that mean, 9 to 10 week window?
Well, excuse me. I'm going to tell you if you quiet for a second.
Sorry.
Wow.
Everybody will buy tons of them right now, and then everybody will throw them on eBay tomorrow.
Right.
So they'll actually the early birds will get more than they paid.
Okay.
And then the late birds will get less than they paid.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So what happens, though, is those late birds will flush out everything that they have, and after about 2 months, there'll be that little lull.
Right.
There'll be that little lull after about 2 months.
Before they start plummeting.
No.
Oh.
No, before you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh.
So
that's most of the time for me.
During that 2 month lull, that's when you throw your Spider-Gwen number 1 up on eBay or something like that. Because you see, it's been a couple weeks since those guys taking baths have stopped putting them up. Right, because they've been losing money.
Right.
So
okay.
Then you get into that early second wave of eBay postings,
right?
And you're going to make a ton on these.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
no, you know what?
It's a mathematical formula.
Oh, it's a certainty. Right. Yeah, because the certainty is when you're in the position to just tell people things are going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Just have to, it's going to happen. You're going to have to listen to them. Otherwise, you take a bath on it.
Now,
yeah.
These also came out with variant covers.
Yes.
So, would you advise them to buy the variant covers instead of the regular cover? In addition to.
It's funny. From my
From
my history of following these things, from a certain comic shop in Hamilton, Ontario, variant covers do very well.
Okay.
You have to head down to that place and buy all the variant covers.
Oh, of course. Yes.
It's on Upper James. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know about variant covers. Variant covers can be – variant covers are very hot potatoes. You have to know when to hold them.
Right.
You got to know when to fold them.
Yeah.
You got to know when to walk away.
Yeah, okay, and then what?
And you got to know when to run.
Gotcha. Okay, right.
You never count your money when you got variants in your hand. there'll be time enough for counting
when the
slabbing's done.
When the slabbing's done. All right, speaking of which.
Yeah, so I don't have any Kenny Rogers, by the way, for music. I don't know if that's what we're trying to inkle towards, but.
Inkle. All right, let's have a quick musical interlude, and then we'll get back to a little bit more industry news. What do you got for us, Marto?
We're transforming right now, Chris.
Oh, boy, here we go.
From Kenny Rogers into something different.
Okay, let's hear what you got.
The Transformers will return after these messages.
There you go.
I was confused. I didn't know what to do there.
No, there are messages to follow.
Right.
We needed to use that for our intro for when we do sponsors.
What song was that from?
I don't know. Third Rock from the Sun, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, listen. Let's start up with industry news. Marto, do you have a sponsor for industry news?
Well, I didn't. Would I be earning my zero salary?
That is true. Very true. Yeah.
Absolutely, Chris. Industry news brought to you by Free Comic Book Day, the only comics speculators... The only comics that speculators will actually allow readers to obtain a copy of without a fight.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know about that, but anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
I may have my historical facts mixed up.
You might. That's okay, though.
Free Comic Book Day. So,
yes.
Free Comic Book Day. There's some news out today about Free Comic Book Day. It looks like initial orders for Free Comic Book Day are up roughly 20%.
Oh, awesome.
On, in terms of pre-orders, because all the pre-orders are in to Diamond from the comic shops.
Right.
Comic shop participation, Chris,
yep,
is up by 8%.
Hey, that's great.
You, like, total, all these numbers are over last year.
No, just, okay, no,
just
hold on.
This is the biggest when, Free Comic
you,
Book wow. Day.
Wow. So you mean there's 8% more comic book shops are participating?
Participating.
But
really?
When you said the first number, how big was that first one?
20%. So each
that's
shop
total
is ordering,
volume of books.
Yeah. So each shop is ordering more. So you're talking about, they're saying something like, I could get wrong, I don't have it in front of me, about 5.4 million versus the 4.7 million ordered last
year.
Wow. Awesome.
You're looking at about 2,400 shops.
Yeah.
So if you do that math, it's something like 2,200 or so copies per store.
Right.
Which is healthy. I guess that's a lot of comics to give away.
Yeah.
But that's a very aggressive ordering stance from local comic book shops over last year.
Yeah.
20%. I mean, okay. I mean, there was, let's just say it was 10, 12% based on the 8% more participation.
Right.
But still, that's, how can I say it? Everybody has weighed in and they are all in. They're invested into the event right now.
Yeah.
Quite heavily.
Nice.
Wow.
And
yeah.
That's
the good
great
part about it is because they've ordered more, you have to think this through, because they've ordered more, it's in their interest to promote it more.
Sure.
They've probably got great events planned. So
what does your staff have planned?
I'll talk about that later.
Okay, all right.
While I have time to think about it.
Now, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
It's conveniently timed for a massive spike right after Star Wars, like the three different titles are going to be released, you know, mm-hmm. now, because you got Darth Vader and you have Star Wars. Leia's coming out, what is it, in a month or in a little bit? So you got these three new, like, hot off, you know, the top of
hot off the grill.
Hot off the grill.
And now you have Free Comic Day. I'm guessing one of them has to be Star Wars related or something like that.
I think it is. I'm not sure. I didn't even check. You know what? I did not check what Marvel's was.
And then you
Marvel's
also have
a gold
it
sponsor. I didn't
even check. I think they have
is
something to do with the Secret Wars coming up.
And then I was also going to say there's also Secret Wars. So there's so much new hot stuff happening with the biggest company with comic books. How could this Free Comic Book Day not be the biggest?
And
Free Comic Book Day happens the day after the theatrical release of Avengers.
Yes. Right. Age of Ultron.
So just you have three huge, well, let's be honest,
Jackmans.
They're all Marvel. They're all Marvel Jackmans going on right now. Sure. But it's huge for the industry right now.
Speaking of huge. I have good news to report.
Oh, what's that?
Our loyal Canada-centric listeners.
Yes.
Now, Captain Canuck, which I'm proudly involved in a very minor way.
Okay, yeah.
Is putting out a Free Comic Book Day.
Awesome. It's great.
Yeah. And we're a silver sponsor.
Okay.
And we were told by Diamond that silver sponsors average about 40,000 orders.
Okay.
So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So we were hoping for like 35. You
right,
know?
Right,
it's
right.
Close.
Right.
So let's just get close and we'll be happy to the norm.
Yeah.
Right. Last week we were emailed our number and it was over 70,000 Captain Canucks
that's were
ordered,
fantastic.
Across the world in terms of Free Comic Book.
That is fantastic.
I think
that's great
a huge
news.
Triumph
good news
for everybody involved in the project and for the captain himself.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Very good.
All right. Free Comic Book Day. Chris, you and I are going to talk about this ad nauseum over the next 2 months.
And I can't wait.
And I can't wait either, because it's excuse me, we champion the local comic book shop, and that day is the local comic book shop's biggest day.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Listen. So for that, now that is May the 16th, I believe. Is that correct?
First Saturday, May.
First Saturday, no.
First Saturday, May.
Is it
May.
First Saturday? Hold on.
Always first Saturday, May. May 2nd.
Wait a second. When is Age of Ultron? I thought that was
May 1st.
Are you sure about that? I'm gonna what? Let's just take 2 seconds.
You're asking
here.
A retailer.
Hold on.
When free comic
let's just,
book days.
Let's just take hold
first
on.
First Saturday in May.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. What are you pointing at? Oh,
big poster on
the
wall.
Oh, first Saturday in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, I was looking at Age of Ultron. Hold on. Yeah.
Sometimes he's got his facts right. Usually it's only when he has a poster right in front of his face. And he happens to have a poster right in front of his face this time.
That is very true. All right. Yeah. Listen, you know what? I just wanted to make sure that we were correct on the Age of Ultron thing. That's all. As to when that was coming out. Because I could have sworn it was like May 15th or something like
Chris,
that.
Chris, shouldn't a real authentic nerd like you know this?
Well, that's what I thought I did. Oh, you're right. May 1st. Hey, how about that?
Hey.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you almost know something there. Well, hey, that's good for you. Man. All right, listen. Speaking of comic books, as we like to do here on the show, so right now I want to talk about Thor.
Thor.
We talked about Thor briefly.
Let's talk about Thor.
Currently there's two Thors between the new Thor and the old Thor. And
that's
just,
two Thors.
Yeah. But soon in Secret Wars there's going to be more Thors.
Four Thors.
More Thors.
Four more Thors.
I didn't say
like
four.
Like Double Vision?
Yeah, that's right. So Marvel announced Monday that a new series titled Thors is going to be coming out by all-new Thor writer Jason Aaron and former DC exclusive artist Chris Sprouse. That's going to come out in June, and Thor's is described as a police-style drama with the various Thors from different universes to dispense justice.
Oh.
So
sounds exciting.
So it says here that Jason Aaron made the announcement that it's about closing cases. It's not about
it's like a police procedural.
It's kind of, yeah. So he's actually saying that this is getting to do homicide life on the streets and with lots of cosmic cops. So basically, it's every version of Thor you can imagine, all going around trying to figure out all the different things that have happened. And so it's and all getting yelled at by the commish.
Right. It's like a Beretta Thor.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
So now it does say that Thor's is more of a direct tie into the main Secret Wars than other tie-in series pointed to Thor's coming out directly in Secret Wars number 2. So that's coming out in June.
Right, Thor. I'm looking forward to Thor the policeman.
Basically, yeah. Walking the beat.
Walking the beat with his hammer.
Yeah, swing it around.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Thor. So that'd be interesting to know, especially for there's a lot of Thor fans out there, and they might want to know what's happening with Thor.
A lot. And you know, and policemen are good; they help the community.
Absolutely,
I can see Thor walking around with his hammer, helping a guy put a fence up. You know, here you go, Chip. Let me help you out with that last nail.
All right, listen. Next thing I want to talk about is Hugh Jackman. Now. As we all know, Hugh Jackman is the definitive Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, but he's not getting any younger.
No.
So Hugh Jackman has now said.
Hugh Jackman is looking.
Yeah, well, he's getting huger.
He really is. However, he did an interview with Cigar Aficionado. And apparently Jackman was saying that he loves playing the character Wolverine, and he wants to play the character until he dies.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. And you and I were talking about the Oscars before the show.
Yes,
and how Birdman won Best Movie.
Right.
And how Birdman is basically an essay ridiculing the superhero
movies.
Movie.
Yeah.
And it's the elitists in Hollywood – thumbing their nose at the thing that's making the industry of Hollywood money.
Right.
So,
right.
And then you have this, what I like about it is amongst all that superhero backlash that the Oscars basically was.
Yep. Yeah, because Guardians of the Galaxy didn't get anything.
Nothing. But the key point is the director and the movie were focused on a movie and a director that was very adamant about his message and the movie's message about, you know, ridiculing, basically, not ridiculing,
right,
but belittling
right.
the superhero genre.
Right.
And here you have a very, what I think is an accomplished actor.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's an actor on stage.
Yeah.
The guy can sing. The guy can dance. Yep. The guy can act, right?
He's a Renaissance man.
And he's coming out and saying, yeah, I love playing Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
This is great.
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to play until he dies.
Yeah. And it's like all his highbrow acting buddies are going, huge. What are you saying? Don't say that. Yeah. You know, you can't say that.
Let's be honest. One of those films makes enough money so he can do five plays that tank, you know?
Yeah, but...
I'm just saying that there's a lot of security in also being the guy.
You know, but what's his name? What's the guy's name that was the guy that just got married, the gray hair, the handsome guy?
I didn't just get married.
You know, Brad Pitt, and who's the other really handsome?
George Clooney.
George Clooney. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so George Clooney once said about... because he likes making those political movies.
Right, right.
But then he does. Yeah, it was right around when Ocean's 11 came out.
Yeah, he likes Ocean's 12. Too, yeah.
So he goes, yeah, I make the Ocean's 12 or 11 so I can finance the projects that I really like.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So what he's basically saying is, hey, you know what? If we were a bunch of pretentious pricks and avant-garde, you know, making – elitist type films that, you know, are can only be, you know, I don't know, in some underground theaters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, these the people that you know are getting rich off of Hollywood wouldn't be getting rich
off of
Hollywood.
Absolutely. So, and then you wouldn't be able to make all the pretentious
movies. In a way, I guess what I'm trying to say is the Birdman in a way is biting the hand that feeds it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that's just my take.
I'm sure it's a good movie. I haven't had a chance to see it yet because
neither.
I want to see it. Yeah. But you know, that reminds me. I can't remember who the artist was, and I want to say it was a guy like Gil Kane or someone of that era from the 1970s and 60s and that kind of thing. And I remember I think it was a comic book artist like that said, you know, he was doing like DC or Marvel books, but at the same time he was also doing drawing for Archie.
Right.
And somebody said, like, why would you do Archie when you can work on, you know, Green Lantern or Superman? Or and he said, Archie pays the bills. Like,
right.
You know, like, because he can crank out, you know, 12 pages of Archie a week,
right.
You know, and maybe get paid $1,200 for that week, you know, whereas, you know, Marvel's not paying that as much.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
That's right. So, you know, interestingly enough, I thought it was cool that he wants to continue to play the character of Wolverine.
And you know what? Because it's a Fox property now, right? Whatever. I can't see Fox turning him down.
No.
Until
why
he's, you know, and, 70 and sagging a little bit.
And there have been enough stories.
Sagging.
Enough stories about Wolverine that they've done old man Wolverine, you know, close to death Wolverine.
They can just turn the product into that
Wolverine.
You know?
Absolutely. All right. You know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude there, Marto. What do you got? Do you got something lined up for us?
You know, I always have a little something for you.
All right. Let's hear
and,
it.
And so we're moving into Krantz.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of telling you to take off, Chris, let's swing off.
All right. Swing off, man.
Swing off, man.
All right. And do you have
wow.
Right.
You know,
that
hey,
was great.
Marty. I mean, Checky.
Yeah, how are you
really
doing?
I really did get my Krantz fix there.
Okay,
thank you.
You know what? Let's have another Krantz.
Absolutely. That was to segue into telling you to swing off.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Should have told you to Jackman off.
Jackman off.
So you got something ready for us?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, hear it. That was good. That was good. That was much better than Swing Off.
Yeah.
Swing Off, man.
Hey, Swing Off, eh?
All right, listen. We're going to continue. I've got a questionnaire. I've got a Stump Walt questionnaire.
We have a sponsor for that question.
Do we? Okay. What do you got for a Stump Walt questionnaire?
You sound a little excited there. You're getting a little tongue-tied.
I am so excited to read
your questionnaire that you have here.
Put your hands on top of the table.
So the Stump the Walt questionnaire here is sponsored by Stiffy Comic Book Cover Pages. Nothing deserves your extra dollar better than the best Stiffy you can buy.
That is very true. Very, very true. Nothing better than a good Stiffy. Yeah.
A dollar goes a long way, Chris.
Really does. Yeah. All right, so Walt, so my question for you, I mean, if you want, you can try to chime in as well there, Marto.
You know what? I feel like I've got nothing to lose, you know? So when I have a stupid answer,
you can try.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well,
you
might actually get a couple of this. Okay, so I've taken a quiz here from Newsarama.
Newsarama.
And it was the – so you're aware that, the way comics have gone these days is that the numbering system on comic book covers is pretty much shot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gone are the days when have, 520 issue number 524. Yeah.
Now and New 52 stopped everything.
Gone.
Yeah.
However,
regular listeners of the show should know this, but what is the longest surviving title in numerical sequence still?
Well, I'm gonna ask you.
Oh,
that is my whole bit here.
Like currently,
you just steal my bit.
Wow.
Oh,
I feel uncomfortable right about now.
Well, I guess.
No. Can we
re-record this part?
So, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So I have the top 10 longest running titles.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So
can I throw out my first answer?
You can go right ahead.
Because it's obvious every Joe out there, even John Bitterman knows this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Action's got to be out there.
Yeah.
No.
As of today.
I thought you meant ever.
No.
That
would
have been the biggest. Still,
it
would have
been
something?
Second biggest to Four Color.
Yeah. So longest running as of right now that's still going.
John Bitterman, I apologize for calling you out like that.
Okay, so
and actually chronologically, it would have been in terms of time, it would have been Detective ahead of Action because they both got canceled at the same time. But Detective as a run started before Action.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Four Color had more issues, but it was a weekly series by Dell in the 40s and 50s, so that doesn't really count. Longevity-wise, it didn't touch Action or Detective.
So Walt's already winning
this quiz.
Am I
making your head hurt?
Yeah.
So I missed some of that. So hold on. What did you say again?
Well, the longest-running comic book series in terms of time was Detective Comics.
Right. Okay.
The sequentially numbered longest series was Four Color.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But it was a weekly series. So Four Color's longevity wasn't even half of Detective's longevity.
Okay, but have you actually come up with any of them?
So top 10.
No, I'm not talking about your questionnaire because I haven't heard a flipping question from you yet. I'm just filling in time and space
I'm trying
right
to fill
now
this in,
while you're trying to figure out what to ask.
Okay.
Me.
So this question is to the current of the last issue of said whatever.
This month, as
issue.
Of February 2015.
The highest number of an issue.
Archie Comics.
I was going to say Archie's got some sort of Archie.
Okay, so hold on. what's your first one?
Archie.
I'd have to say Archie. Is Archie. So hold on. I've made a mistake here. So hold on a second here. Hold on.
You're a teacher, right? You're a professor, right? At a college level education system. You're wrong about something.
Archie is actually not on my list.
Hey, listen, I got a couple jokes I got to tell you.
Okay, go.
You know what? Believe it or not.
Is one of them, hey, Chris, you're a professor.
So Marty, I'm gonna fill some space with some jokes here. So Batman. So Reed Richards.
No.
And Hank Pym are sitting on a park bench.
No.
And Reed goes, "Hey Hank, did you hear about that new bar that opened up down the street?"
No, I didn't.
Hank goes, "No, I didn't." And Reed goes, "Hey buddy, you go there, you eat, you drink, you have sex all night. In the morning when you leave, guys give you $100. Pimp goes, "Oh, man, that's awesome. Where'd you hear that?" He goes, Reed goes, "Oh, Sue told me all about it."
Uh-huh. Nice.
Uh-huh.
I got one more. I got one more. So right. Batman.
Yeah.
Batman's having
I'm ready to go, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so, but I'm too late now. I'm in.
Okay.
Did you fix it?
Yeah.
Okay, but now I'm into my show.
It's okay. He's all in.
So Batman goes in to see a shrink. He's having problems. Batman's got issues. So he goes to the shrink and goes, I don't know, Doc, something's wrong with me. So Doc goes, all right, we'll get to the bottom of this. And the Doc draws Batman a circle on a piece of paper and shows it to him. And he goes, Batman, what do you see? He goes, well, a naked Wonder Woman. All right. So next one, he draws a triangle. He goes, what do you see now? He goes, well, a naked Wonder Woman, but just upside down. All right. He goes, draws a third one, draws a long rectangle. He goes, now what do you see? He goes, well, two naked Wonder Woman. Doctor looks at Batman and goes, Batman, I think I know your issue. He goes, you have a sexual obsession with Wonder Woman. And Batman looks at the psychiatrist and goes, I have a sexual obsession with Wonder Woman. Who the hell's drawing the naked Wonder Woman here? Me or you?
All right, I'm going to call you out on that one. That's someone else's. I don't even know whose bit it is, but I know.
Hey, he was dying over here. He was dying over here.
Okay.
He was dying over here.
But it was funny, and he started laughing at
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Listen.
Okay. Chris, do you need another joke? Do I have to throw another one in?
Chris, take your time.
No, I'm good.
I got a million of them.
Okay, please stop. Okay, so longest
I was going to do my Pinocchio
longest running
and, Snow White joke.
Now, longest running comics that are
done with it.
Are still running
target.
regular titles.
You got it right now?
I got it right. All right. Okay.
So what do I have to do?
Okay, so I want you to guess. As to what the
your
the
weight.
No. I want you to guess the number of or which titles have been running the longest.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead. One.
Yeah. Number one.
Archie Comics.
Okay.
Yeah,
Archie number.
That was mine.
Archie Comics
as well.
Will actually have a reboot later on this year. Mm-hmm. It's going to end with issue number 666.
Right.
Okay.
Number of the Beast.
Wow. What a number to
so
end
that
on.
That is.
As of right now, though, it's the
as of right now,
running.
It's
1942.
No, it's actually there's one that looks longer than that.
Oh my god.
That's current.
That's current.
In terms of sequentially or in terms of time?
Both.
Wow.
So, but the only thing that's different is it's different publishers. So Walt Disney Comics and Stories has been going since 1940, and they're up to issue number 720.
Wow.
But they started and stopped.
That'll be my you're right. And
it was like a cheating on the numbering systems and not necessarily cheating on the numbering systems, but starting and stopping. Whereas
starting
Archie,
and stopping.
Archie just ran through.
Whereas there's also 2000 AD, which was a weekly comic, went up to issue 1,918.
Wow.
So, but it was a weekly comic.
And
so
it was British.
And it was British. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well,
I say.
Yeah. Well, let's also be fair. At whatever point.
My man Danny Champs didn't go, what do you mean nobody cares? I love 2000 AD.
Let's also remember for a period there, like 5-6 years ago, whatever, there were 3 Spideys a month coming out.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So like they just pampered that narcissist.
Okay,
I have one.
Okay, you go ahead.
I have one. It's not the second or third or the whatever.
Okay.
But because all the DC and the Marvel rebooted and restarted their numbers, because this is making you think a little bit outside the box.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you, is it top 10?
Top 10, yeah.
And so which ones do we do? Top 3 already?
You did
top
the top
2?
Well, kind of the top 1-ish, plus
one
the other
ish.
2, yeah.
Spawn.
Spawn. Oh, that was mine. You can't steal mine.
Spawn.
You can't steal
is,
it.
Is, in fact, up to number 250. Came out 1992 by Image Comics.
Wait, but which number is that?
I ruined it for you.
It's number 3, 4-ish.
Hey, that was mine.
Sorry.
That was
sorry,
mine.
Shecky.
Okay, what else? What else you got?
Hellblazer.
Hellblazer?
Hello.
No.
Hellraiser?
No.
Hellboy?
Heckraiser.
No,
Hellboy.
You're close with something with hell.
Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Hell
bet for leather.
So the BRPD, Hell on Earth.
Hello Kitty.
Was
Hello.
Issue 128, and that's up to issue. That's number 10 on my list.
Right.
Wow. Oh, wow. So 128, that's the end.
Yeah.
That's the bottom.
My goodness. So,
but still, comics don't get that high anymore.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not as high as Shecky gets.
And that's high.
That's high.
I like to stand on
Scooby
ladders.
Scooby Doo.
Yeah. No.
Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Simpsons is up
yeah.
there. Simpsons.
Yeah.
Issue number 2.
Why are you stealing all the words from out of my mouth?
Am I stealing?
Yeah.
218. First published in 1993 by Bongo Comics.
Bongo.
What else you got for me? Anything else? There's another Archie book. An Archie that's not an Archie.
It's not Betty and Veronica?
No, it's not even in the Archie family.
Helen Keller.
Oh. Helen Keller Comics. That's what you're telling me.
Is it written
you're telling me this
I don't want to say it, but is it written in Braille? Is it written in Braille?
So for all you Braille comic book readers out there.
Yeah. Is it Helen Keller?
No, it's not even close.
Honey Bobo?
Honey Bobo.
Oh, Chris, from the size of these bumps, I think she's got some cleavage going here.
No, it's based on a video game.
Don't tell me. Oh,
wait, it's Archie.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No,
that was actually. You keep stealing everything I'm going to say.
That's up to 269.
Good Lord.
Okay, now.
Hold on. How many do we have? How many are missing from the list that we have to get still?
At least, I think there's about.
None of them are Transformers, right?
No,
they started, stopped, and they're all.
There's one that you're both missing that I'm surprised you haven't said.
Is it
yet.
A kid's title?
No.
Is it Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you finally got one.
There we go. Oh,
yeah.
What do you mean finally? Yeah. I've been giving him all
it's
my answers.
It's up to issue 137.
Wow.
Walking Dead.
Now the other ones. I'm going to say the other ones. There's a couple here that are.
Don't tell me. Oh. This one's from Poland.
No.
Pierogi's Heroes.
Pierogi's Heroes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's up to number 412. Pierogi Heroes.
They're Image Comics.
Image Comics. Image Comics. Why don't you say so?
Yeah, have a quick look around.
We already said Hellboy. We already said Hellboy, right?
Yeah, the Hellboy is everything to do with the
Hellboy.
Hellboy's
start and stop.
Yeah, okay. So I'm saying those are all cleared out.
I don't even
okay,
know.
Okay, Savage Dragon.
Savage Sword of Dragons, yes.
Is up to issue 202.
Uh-huh.
Witchblade is up to issue 180.
Really?
Which I never thought would
Neither
happen.
Neither did I. Witchblade.
No, yeah. What else have we got here? Now, here's something I know you would never, ever, in a million comic books, guess.
How do you know?
Gold Digger by Antarctic Press is up to issue 218. Started in 1992.
Wow.
And the last one that I'm going to say here is the other one. It was started in 1985 by AC Comics,
mm-hmm.
Femme Force, number 169.
That's still going?
Still going, apparently.
Wow.
So there you
That's
go.
For the hard-up guy.
That was
an
obscure quiz, you know?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
If you would have asked this exact same, you know, profile of quiz 3 years ago, or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, it would have been
New
easy.
52,
it would have been
whatever.
Easy. I know.
In 2011, in the spring, at this time, 2011,
yeah,
it would have been easy.
Super easy. Yeah. But you know what? I don't like to give you easy questions.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Chris, you're not easy.
He doesn't give it up easy.
I don't give it up easy.
Don't
All right,
give
listen.
It up easy.
Let's have a quick musical interlude that lasts longer than 5 seconds here, and we'll continue on afterwards with a little bit more industry news. I think that song was about crypto.
The Super
crypto
Dog.
Super Dog. Crypto. Super
I couldn't make up the words.
Yeah, it's it's
same
know,
words over and over, over and over and over.
I see. I heard it wrong. I heard bitch dog.
Can you say that on television? I guess. Or it's it's
well,
our radio.
On television.
Yeah. Our radio.
But the dog.
Why not?
Is
that's true. Right. All right, listen. Let's quickly talk about. So we got to talk a little bit more about movies.
More about movies.
Harley Quinn. Now, this is a bit of a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Beep,
spoiler
beep,
alert.
Beep,
beep, beep.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Dive.
So we're all aware that there's going to be a Suicide Squad movie coming out by DC.
Only one, apparently.
And Harley Quinn will be in that movie. Yeah, I skipped over it. Okay. What are you looking at me like that for? Harley Quinn is going to be in that movie.
Uh-huh.
Now. The actress playing Harley Quinn will be Margot Robbie, And Margot Robbie has already signed on to do a multi-picture deal to continue playing Harley Quinn. So clearly
– how bad a team member of the Suicide Squad do you have to be to make a second mission for the Suicide
Squad? Or really good. I mean, really, you have to be a really good member in order to not get killed, right?
Well, the whole premise is to get – never mind.
Anyway, okay. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
All right. So how many movies?
Well, it just has a multi-picture deal.
Okay, that's good.
So it's
now, have you seen this Margot Kidder?
Margot Robbie, yeah. She's Margot Robbie? She's good looking. Yeah, good looking girl, yeah.
Can she act?
I have no idea.
Is she a physical actress in terms of... No. Now, hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Hear me out. Now... you know these two actresses, and I've seen both of them in the movies. And one's like a girly girl.
Yeah.
And the other one's a girly girl, but a tomboy girly girl who has like a physical actress.
Right.
Like Scarlett Johansson can play Black Widow, and you believe that she's going to kick some ass, right?
Right.
You know, because she's tough. But that Keira Knightley or whatever the heck her name is.
Keira Knightley.
She's very kind of feminine.
I think she'd break if she punched somebody. I think she's more of a Scarlett Johansson kind of actress.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm asking. Is she like a – is she a tough guy?
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know what? She signed on for a 10-year stretch as Harley Quinn.
Wow.
So she's going to be around for a little while. She's super excited about being the character, and she's was looking forward to more movies all the time. And apparently Jared Leto, who's going to be playing the new Joker, who was in that movie Dallas Buyers Club, who played the transvestite.
Never saw the movie.
Which, just so you know, he's the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars. Right? Yeah. So he's a rock star first and foremost.
Turned actor.
With long, like, Jesus-like hair. Turned actor.
Right.
But he's doing very well.
Yeah.
Doing very, very well. So
did he ever open for Nickelback?
I don't think so.
No?
I would doubt it.
All right. Keep moving.
Apparently, Jared Leto is doing a very good job as being the new Joker. Because you know what? He's got big shoes to fill after, what's his name?
Heath Ledger.
Well, you know how you fill those shoes? You don't fill them. You just do your own thing.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? So on top of this whole female casting for Harley Quinn, I want to talk about the fact that there's going to be the new Wonder Woman movie coming
out. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da.
If only Linda Carter was actually still in it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will be.
She is going
to get a cameo.
I hope her and
Stan Lee are going to be doing Pilates yoga.
Why would Stan Lee be in the Wonder Woman movie?
It's a good point. He'll get in somehow. I don't know how, but he'll get in. He'll dress up like Julia Schwartz.
Oh, okay. You know what? Here's Julia Schwartz. Took me a second there.
I was wondering how long it would take. Okay.
All right. You know what?
And they'll be doing yoga.
Okay. So actually, I've got a question for you. You'll probably know the answer to this, but
I know the answer to
everything.
I'm going
to ask young Shecky over here.
All right.
The creator of Wonder Woman. Well, first of all, I'll ask you this. What was the name of the creator of Wonder Woman?
some German guy, Dusseldorf or something.
You know what? You continue to disappoint me.
Guy Gardner.
Guy Gardner. That's
the guy. Yeah. I know it was a guy.
He was a gardener.
Or was he the beekeeper?
What is it that you do? The gardener.
I'm a beekeeper who thinks he's the gardener.
Yes. Now we are getting somewhere. Okay, so tell me what his name is, Hotshot.
William Moulton Marston.
Yeah, that's my. Didn't I say that?
No, not even close. I'm gonna pose this question to both of you because you might not even know this.
Okay.
Good.
In addition to creating Wonder Woman,
uh-huh.
what else did William Moulton Marston also create?
The Moulton Mars Bar.
I have a question.
Incorrect.
Can I feel out a couple questions?
Toilet paper.
No. What?
Couple
toilet.
Questions.
Sure, go ahead.
So Wonder Woman was early 40s.
Yes.
When was this other thing created?
I think around the same time. Maybe just after or just before.
Scotch tape.
No.
Post-its.
No. No. Post-its? That's like a recent invention.
Yeah. Okay. I was combining Scott's okay, tape. What, I thought he was on the right track.
Here, yeah. I'm going to help you out. Uh-huh. I'm going to help you out. Yeah, what right. is... So, Wonder Woman...
Can I buy a vowel?
Wonder Woman... What is Wonder... One of Wonder Woman's...
Lasso.
Right. And so, what does it do?
I already thought... It
lie detector.
Lie detector.
Right.
He invented LSD. Down.
William Moulton Marston also invented the lie detector.
Good for him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. See, you know what? Oof. This is what I
took
like
me a little while to get
Chris.
There.
Hey, but you know how I already knew what you were going to say before?
Because you...
Like I had a mental lasso?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Mental lasso.
A what?
Mental lasso.
A lasso. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Anyway, that's exciting. I did not know that. And it's good that you and I can share trivial information with the audience.
That's right.
And really teach them things.
Yes, teaching. Yeah. Well, I am an educator, after all.
And you know, some of these guys listening may be going for their LSAT this weekend or something.
And that'll be on that.
And that'll be on
that. Yeah, that's right. So look. Wonder Woman... it's funny here. This is interesting. It says here, although Wonder Woman hasn't actually been given the official green light for its own first solo movie, apparently they're starting to shoot the Wonder Woman movie this fall. So even though they're not officially saying there's going to be one, apparently they're going to do it. And it started filming. And apparently Game of Thrones, the person that is directing it is Michelle McLaren. I think we reported on this before. Because she was a director for Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad.
Now, Chris, what do you think of the Wonder Woman movie? Just Wonder Woman in general. I know we talked a little bit of Wonder Woman before the show.
You're always talking about Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman, as you know, I mean, it's a listenership. Should know. Wonder Woman was the only other character other than Batman and Superman
to make it through
the purges of the late 40s, early 50s in terms of the comic books that stopped being printed.
Right.
So, you know, Green Lantern, The Flash, The Atom.
The Omega Hulk.
None of those guys never got through from the Golden Age into the Silver Age. They stopped production of their comic books.
Right. Yeah.
Wonder Woman's title kept going through the whole...
Just like Batman and Superman.
Just like Batman and Superman. And yet Wonder Woman, for some reason, she should be... She's kind of part of that, what is it called, the Trinity?
The Trinity, yeah.
And yet, you know, she kind of plays second fiddle almost to the Green Lantern, the Flash.
Yep. Hey, you know what? Before that, I'm going to make a claim right now, honestly. Batman or Superman can carry their own film. If this Wonder Woman film is scheduled and slated and they... pursue it anyway, no matter what the script looks like, it's going to have a Batman and or Superman cameo in it.
Yeah.
They have to appear.
I would imagine.
They have to. Batman can carry his own film. You know what?
I'll argue
the fanboys won't get excited unless they see it.
Oh, come on. The first couple of Supermans that were created in the 70s, those are great.
Oh, the first one was.
Yeah. Even the second one was good.
I'm just saying for this... to have just a female, because, like you said, we've talked about this the past couple of weeks. Electra, Catwoman, you know, they failed. Not that they need a man in that you know, superhero thing beside them.
I see where you're going with this.
But add a little excitement for the fanboys who are just there, who aren't just to see TNA.
But you know what? Movies like Tomb Raider, they do very well.
Yeah.
So why can't...
I don't know if they did.
Yeah, well, they made a bunch of them, so I'm assuming they did well.
They made two of them?
I think they made three, but I could be wrong.
Or four. Or five. But it's going to be interesting to see how they approach this Wonder Woman. Because, like we talked about on the show here, they can approach it for a guy audience, they can approach it for a female audience, they can approach it for something all-inclusive, little bit of both.
You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If why can't – I mean, women love going to see the Iron Man movies and all that kind of stuff. Why can't guys go and love to see a Wonder Woman movie? Right? Like
– No, they should.
Yeah.
They should.
It's, as long as it's a well-done movie, I don't think there's a problem with that.
There is a societal stigma in terms of the way we portray females in movies.
But I think that's changing.
Yeah,
right?
And that's but it's changing. It hasn't changed.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't because guys still love seeing old Arnold flicks where it's just muscle-bound gorillas shooting up an entire, like, you know, Colombian village of drug lords,
uh-huh,
and explosions going off and one man taking on an army of 50.
Yeah.
Right, like, right.
That's like
the
male machoism.
And the damsel in distress is just kind of covering herself.
And her clothing keeps falling off more and more each time you look at her.
Yeah.
She's sweating more and more. She's standing still.
Very true.
But the sweat is beaming and her clothes
are
falling
down
off.
Down boy, down boy. Down it's boy. Okay, it's okay.
But so where do they go with this Wonder Woman thing?
Yeah. Well,
that's going to be the interesting
part. You're right. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I hope it does well. I hope they do a good job of it. I think that it sounds like they're going to make it dark, which I think will appeal to both the female and the male audience.
But I feel they need to add just a little bit of a splash for character lending of a Batman, you know, a 10-minute interaction where they relate to something. Maybe they battle something together.
It wouldn't hurt, but I would like that they don't need it.
So Wonder Woman's in bed. She's bored. She throws up the bat signal. And guess who comes swinging in?
Superman.
Well,
yeah, because he's quick. Flash.
He's much quicker. Flash.
Yeah. Beat everybody here. Yeah. Saw the bat signal.
All right, look, unfortunately, we've run out of time here, Walt.
All right, listen, Comic Culture is produced by Shecky Feldstein, engineered by Chris Owen. You can find us at comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com, always on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio. Go out and support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.